Today is Friday, July 11th, 2008. I'm the Uncle.
And I am Charlie. Welcome back, everybody, to the triumphant return of the Uncle Cast, which was, sadly, I guess, away for several weeks. So welcome back to everybody who stuck around and is listening to our newest broadcast. Uncle, it is excellent to talk to you again on the recorded internet.
Very good to talk to you, Charlie. And again, the reason why we had to do an Uncle Cast today, why it was so imperative to do it on July 11th, is because we are barreling down upon the nerd prom, Charlie. Upon the nerd mecca. Upon the pilgrimage that every geek must make at least once in their lifetime. And that event, of course, is the San Diego Comic-Con. The biggest convention, and I would venture the entire world.
It really seems that way. From everything I've seen and heard and pictures I've witnessed and video coverage, it just seems like as crazy as New York Comic-Con was, I can't even imagine what San Diego will be like.
It's really to the... I mean, I've sadly never been to the San Diego Comic-Con. I very much want to go. It looks like 2009 will be the year that I attend. But anyway, that's divergent. This is the place to be. In terms of exclusives, in terms of guests, in terms of movie stars and directors coming to show their product, in terms of teaser trailers, all of it is going to be at San Diego Comic-Con. And I believe you have a banner up on the Preserve, right?
Well, in fact, we are advertising the exclusives for Shocker Toys, in part because, you know, we have fun talking to the Shocker guys when we go to shows, and also because what they're bringing to the show is their Metalocalypse five-figure set, which is very exciting because we all love Metalocalypse around here at the Preserve, so way to go, Shocker.
Phenomenal show and a phenomenal sculpting job by Shocker. I think they really captured the look of the entire band, and sometimes it's tough to translate a 2D cartoon into a 3D collectible, and I have to applaud Shocker. I think they did a great job of it.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to purchasing the box set as well. Do you know what the MSRP on that is?
Well, I gotta say, it's gonna put a little starch in your shorts there, Uncle. I think it's $90.
Wow.
Yeah.
$90, huh?
Indeed.
Wow.
So,
is it a limited run, Charlie?
It is. It's only like 300 pieces, I believe, something like that.
Oh, okay, all right. That's a little bit, makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, it's very limited.
Yeah, 300 is not a lot of pieces at all. So that's a really cool collectible for the Metalocalypse fan. And anyone and everyone listening to this should be Metalocalypse fans. If you haven't checked out the show, get the DVDs. They're awesome.
Absolutely. And if anyone wants to see these figures, you know, there's a banner right on top of the news section on the Preserve. Click on the banner. It goes over to the Shocker store. You can actually buy these exclusives without going to the show, which is handy for those who don't wish to spend the absurd amount of time and money going to San Diego. Much like what Mezco did this year, they actually have their summer exclusives that they're kind of bringing to the various conventions. And, you know, that makes some amount of sense because there are just a lot of conventions these days, and it's mighty hard to come up with a different song and dance for every one. You know, as a company, that's a tall order. So I think Mezco finally was like, you know what, we're doing these cool exclusives. You know, we're doing the Baseball Fury and the special Sloth from the Goonies.
Sloth with the Comic-Con t-shirt, that's very cool as well.
Yeah. And I think them, as well as Shocker, you can kind of purchase this stuff through their website, which is nice. And, you know, I encourage everybody to do that. It's labor-saving. Honestly, even going to the show, I'm considering doing that just so I don't have to hassle with it. Like, I still have to bring it back from California somehow. That's worth paying shipping not to have to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you don't have to worry about raffles or long lines. You can just put it in ahead of time and forget about it, and you're done.
Exactly.
This is a practice I wish many other manufacturers would do. Unfortunately, people like Hasbro and Mattel are not. So
now,
you know,
Uncle, not to get too far off the path, but you raise an interesting point. Have you heard about Mattel's rumors about their store?
You know what? Your friend and mine, Daniel, who of course accompanied us to Toy Fair, and we're in the process of trying to coerce some Transformers animated reviews out of, gave me a little bit of a preview about this. Now, let me see if I get this right. Apparently, Mattel is going to have a website where you can order whatever you want in terms of the new Masters of the Universe line.
That is the suspicion. In particular, one of the press releases I saw said that they've got a new web presence that's going to be very collector-friendly, and details of that web presence are going to be announced at Comic-Con in a couple weeks. A subsequent press release led me to understand that the Masters of the Universe line would, in fact, if not exclusively be an online thing, a largely online thing, which of course would follow that it goes through this new site that they are kind of teasing everybody with. So pretty soon we're going to find out some details, whether it's all their stuff, whether it's just Masters. I suspect it'll be the whole Masters line plus probably a bunch of their other goods and probably even some of their like rarer goods, and then they can do more direct-to-consumer stuff. It's an interesting move given you know, the price of shipping and how we see G.I. Joes are up to $7.99 at Target now because all of the shipping cost is having to trickle down. Of course, you're going to pay shipping through the website, but, you know, buy a few figures, you probably end up saving. I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see.
Now, Charlie, that really gets me very excited because Mattel, they've also acknowledged this in the past. They've had distribution problems. A current look at the DC Superheroes line, which is very, very, very hard to find at retail.
Yes.
I would be very happy, and I know all the collectors of the DC Superheroes line, as well as Masters of the Universe, would be thrilled to just go directly to the source and not have to deal with these jerk-offs that buy up all the stock and list it on eBay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're essentially cutting out the scalper and cutting out the middleman. And whenever any company does that, I feel like everyone that previously complained about scalpers has no basis to.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, Wave 2 of those DC Universe classics have never shown up in this town, as far as I know, because really nobody even stocks them. Target has pulled the pegs for them. I don't know where they went, but, you know, they had a few Wave 1s out, and then finally all that disappeared. At the same time, the movie Masters disappeared from Batman, and I did hear that there was a mini recall Mattel did without any real further data about it, but certainly the DC Universe classics vanished before I ever saw Hyde nor Hair of Wave 2, so you're fortunate that you've been able to find some of those around your neck of the woods.
And, you know, it's kind of ironic because I remember I saw DC Superheroes Wave 2, and I initially got Firestorm and Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And, you know, both figures are phenomenal. Harley Quinn, I would say, is the best female sculpt action figure I have in my entire collection.
Wow.
And I've been collecting for, I would say, close to 20 years now, and they nailed it. The proportions, the articulation, the likeness, the characterization, the Four Horsemen, in my book, can do no wrong, and they really hit a grand slam with Harley Quinn, so it's really unfortunate that fans of this line, and of course of the awesome character who originally debuted in Batman the Animated Series, cannot get her. So I really hope that this website concept takes off and is as good as it promises.
Yeah, absolutely. It has so much potential, you know, and let's just hope that that is the solution for all these problems Mattel's been having. That would just be fantastic, and it will help their business so much, too. Because everybody right now would love to get a hold of these things and can't. I mean, they're missing all those sales, and that'll be great if they can start putting those on their books.
And again, what a fortuitous confluence of events. I mean, gas being ridiculously expensive at the moment and only showing increases. Shipping is even cheaper than gasoline a lot of the times.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You guarantee to get the stuff. So, Mattel, I'm very excited. I cannot wait for your press releases. I'll be on the internet all throughout the San Diego Comic Con checking for updates and, of course, the Parry Game Preserve.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to what you guys are gonna do with this.
No, you better believe it, Uncle. And hey, a side note about Harley Quinn there. When I actually made that purchase online from ToysRUs.com to secure a few of those Joe exclusives I was having trouble getting, they actually had the Harley Quinn DC Universe Classics figure in stock, so I threw that onto my order. So I, too, am fortunate enough to have that in my collection, and it is just a fantastic figure.
I mean, it's awesome. I had Batman from Wave, you know, the first Wave, and I needed him. He had Penguin to fight, but I also needed Harley Quinn.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And so that is, I think, some of the interesting news that's going to be coming out. Anything interesting that you found, you know, in the more pedestrian brick-and-mortar sort of land-based stores that we're all moving away from now, it seems? Any interesting finds lately, Uncle, or anything else?
Well, of course, Universe, a.k.a. Classics 2.0, is out. The action figures that I have seen are Sunstreaker, Prowl, and Tankor. Now, Tankor, I think, originally was called Octane.
Yes,
he's a triple changer, Charlie, that's like a truck and a cargo plane.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, so he's called Tankor. He's supposed to be Octane. I guess they lost the trademark for him. All three of them look amazing. Unfortunately, I haven't bought any due to me trying very hard to cut back on recent purchases due to, you know, many various life issues, but man, I want them so bad, and they look so awesome.
I mean, think it's just sad that you saw them and didn't buy, Uncle. I know. You've been so excited for that line.
Charlie, I remember seeing these guys when we were at the New York Toy Fair all the way back in February and
right.
saying to myself, I am getting those. I can't wait till they come out. And now they're just in the stores tempting me. And, like, I go to bed at night thinking about them and they haunt me.
Oh, dude, you can swing the $10 for Tanker. You should do it.
I know. Well, no, see, that's the thing. I can't just get one. I'd have to get all three.
Oh, Pandora's purchase.
Absolutely. See, there, and then I'm right back where I started, Charlie. It's like I've never even stopped to begin with. But, yeah, on a personal note, I pre-ordered Omega Supreme and Henkei, which, of course, is the Japanese repaint of Classics Megatron. So
yeah.
I'm still waiting for both of those, and I had said to myself that Omega Supreme, being, of course, Omega, was going to be the last Transformers product that I buy.
Oh, very literary of you.
We'll see how long that keeps up, but I just think it's going to be the last one I buy until I get rid of some of the less-than-stellar items in my collection, just to make some room, because you are one of the people that knows how quickly things can get out of control.
I do. I also know how quickly your dehumidifier can get out of control. You gotta go take care of that special guest, Uncle.
Is that better?
No, that's terrible.
No. I mean, can you still hear it?
Yes.
You can still hear it.
Uncle.
Wow. Well, I hope you edit all this shit out.
But it's so much more fun to leave it in. There you go. That's the spirit, Uncle. Just unplug that little bastard.
That's right. And I'm going to roast and swelter down here
in order
to make my art worthwhile.
That's right. Exactly. You got to suffer for what's for your art, Uncle.
So anyway, dehumidifiers be damned.
That's right.
Omega Supreme. I'm still waiting very patiently. I pre-ordered him back in January.
Oh, man.
And I want him, Charlie. I want him so... Oh, God. I want him so bad I can taste him.
6 months.
6 months, more than 6 months. It's July, 7 months, Charlie.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So, yeah.
But
and
so,
also, another cool, just one more thing to say about Omega Supreme, he actually has a molded face. They
yeah,
went in
right.
underneath the plastic visor. They actually gave him, like, eyes and a nose. And
oh,
looks,
no kidding.
He looks like his Transformers, the comic books by IDW, I think.
Yeah.
Is what they molded his look after, and he looks so cool.
Very cool. All right, excellent. Excellent. So now, I gotta say, because of course, in spite of liking the animated series a lot, I really have been trying to avoid buying the figures because, another gargantuan, Pandora's purchase I don't want to open up. But I have kind of resolved to the fact that I'm just going to stick with the G.I. Joe line. You know, I've got a nice, complete collection so far. I really like the figures. And so there's been a lot of interesting news in G.I. Joe land since our last Uncle Cass, so maybe we should discuss that a little bit if you're up to it.
Speaking about G.I. Joes, just the other day I was in Toys R Us and I stumbled upon two of the Vehicle 2 packs. I found Serpentor with the Air Chariot.
Yeah.
And I think Steeler with the Armadillo, the mini tank with the four guns.
Oh, okay.
That was one set, and the second set was Double Clutch in the Vamp, and
right.
I bought neither of them. And it was like twisting a knife in my heart.
Oh,
because
they
have such a nice presentation. And to get those classic vehicles is such a treat.
Yeah, and they look pretty nice up close and personal.
They look wonderful. But again, I have a pretty hefty a real American hero collection.
Right.
I'm of course referring to the G.I. Joes with the O-rings that were started in 1982 and went to 1994. The vehicles really don't work so well with the actual 25th anniversary figures, in my opinion, because of course they were designed for the smaller scale figures.
Ah, yeah.
So for someone, that is exclusively 25th anniversary, I don't know how great the vehicles are gonna work out. But again, instead of spending, I don't know, anywhere from $50 to $100 on an original his tank, you can go to the store and just buy, spend $100 and get like 8 his tanks and
right.
have your own his army.
Yeah, like Dan is doing.
Right, like Dan, he has something like 5 or 6 of the blue his tanks. And now they're coming out with a black one. And after that, they're going to come out with a red one with Destro. So you can have a whole, it's like ice cream flavors.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's got a rainbow of his tanks.
That's what I was looking for, a rainbow. You have the crimson, you have the black, you have the blue, and you just load them up with Vipers and you put them on your shelf and you let people know how sick you are.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's what the Paragame Preserve is all about.
And what do you bet at least one of the conventions in 2009 will just feature like a white his tank or something? Like, I don't know, we just repaint it like the Joe-Con or something.
Right, the Joe, look, it's a purple his tank with like, the purple interrogator. And like, I don't know. But yeah, but the more his tanks, the merrier, especially for the price point of $15.
Yeah.
And the his tank, which I did not see, Charlie, comes with a his driver.
Oh, that's right. Yes, indeed.
Who, of course, is impossible to find. I have not seen one Hiss driver at retail.
He's wow. I am very glad I picked up the example that I saw that day.
You did the right move. But actually, it's actually a repainted Hiss driver. It's not the same color. He's blue.
The
one you have is red. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. As can be seen on the preserve.
Yeah.
And now that was from the Wave 7 figures, which really weren't that long ago. And it's kind of astonishing that Hasbro has hit us with like a 1-2 punch. Two more waves of figures since that Hiss driver, which, you know, still never even really showed up in stores. We've now had two more waves come and go. It's amazing. The Wave 8, and then both of them kind of are spiritually like the end of the 25th anniversary. Wave 8 was really the transition point because we have Major Blood, as people who've been following the line probably know, who was delayed from, I believe, Wave 6 and kind of pushed way ahead to this Wave 8. So he was the only one in Wave 8 on the 25th anniversary card. All the others had the new modern era, as it's being called generally, cards with the various as seen in the comic book, as seen in the cartoon. The little logos, and without the silver foil G.I. Joe stamp, it's just the white on the cardboard now. So they've really, you know, that's kind of the end of 25th anniversary. I know the comic packs that are out now, like the Shipwreck one, the Duke and Red Star one, those are still branded 25th anniversary. I believe the next wave aren't. I could be wrong about that, but pretty soon they're yanking the logo off those. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the vehicles you saw, those are still 25th anniversary series?
You know what, Charlie? I honestly do not know. I wasn't really looking at the packaging as much as I was the contents inside.
That's fine.
I don't know what they were branded with, and I wouldn't want to give incorrect information.
Well, that's fine. I believe they are still 25th, and those pictures are all over the place by now, I'm sure. But so at least the 25th is coming to a close, which I'm sad about, but it is, you know, logical since we've already kind of made it the 25th and a half anniversary by going into 2008.
Certainly. I mean, 2007 was the 25th anniversary, right?
Exactly.
I guess it doesn't really make sense to have that in 2008.
And from a cataloging standpoint, for the OCD here at the Preserve, it's nice to be able to kind of finish up the line and say, okay, here's the 25th anniversary set altogether. Now we can move on. So coming in, closing in on it, but it is astonishing that Hasbro has hit with the Wave 8 and Wave 9, or if you want, Wave 1 and 2 of Modern Era, containing really fantastic figures like Barbecue, Bazooka.
Bat, Snow Serpent.
Yeah. And you haven't seen Wave 9 yet in person, right?
I have not seen Wave 9 at retail.
Yeah, because the Snow Serpent is just such a great... All those figures just seem great. The Bazooka figure is great. Like, they're all really great. I'm very impressed. Though Bat has a really weird paint job, I gotta say, so I'm looking to find a second one to see if it's consistent or if mine's, like, comically awful. We'll see.
I mean, just even, like you said, the Battle Android Trooper, what a fantastic update to an awesome figure in its own right to begin with.
Absolutely.
I look at that Bat and I just say, give me a 5-pack.
Yeah.
Oh. I want a 5-pack. Give me, like, I put another Snake Eyes in. I don't care. You can make them fight 5 bats, and I'd still buy a couple of them just to have, like, 10 or 15 bats chilling on my shelves.
Absolutely.
It's much bigger.
And, well, I know that there are a number, and, of course, there's been huge G.I. Joe news coming out down the pipe since the JoeCon, and there's a number of multi-packs coming out, especially the extreme conditions packs that are going to be exclusives to Big Bad Toy Store and Entertainment Earth.
Oh yeah, the internet exclusive extreme condition. And again, it never stops at G.I. Joe. But that's a great way, in at least the Arctic version, to get Snow Serpents.
Right.
And I also think they have Snow Televipers in that one, which I think is just the Arctic Snake Eyes with the Televiper head in a new paint scheme.
I believe so. Now, interestingly, there's supposed to be 7 figures per each of those packs. The one of the Desert Assault, typically they're only picturing 6, but then I heard the rumor that, like, Crocmaster was going to be the 7th, and for some reason they're kind of withholding that picture. I don't know why.
That's really strange. What would Crocmaster, who, of course, has reptiles, be doing in the desert?
I don't know, and that could be entirely spurious information, but hey, there you go. That's how rumors start.
And that desert pack has a really cool-looking desert Crimson Guard that, of course, I think was just made up for the pack. I'm not aware of anything where the, Crimson Guard actually wore tan uniforms, but it looks like a really awesome toy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that desert paint job that he has looks so cool.
So now, Uncle, does this mean that you are going to, step up to the plate and continue pursuing the G.I. Joe line?
Absolutely not. I'd like to quote again my friend Dan, who said, G.I. Joe, and of course referring to the action figures, is more expensive than heroin and harder to find. So, based upon that, I'm really not looking to continue with the G.I. Joe line just because I'm burnt out and I'm sick of going to plenty of stores and not even being able to get, you know, what I want.
Well, just remember, HasbroToyShop.com, and just wait for the next good coupon.
I don't know about that. There's, you know, I go there pretty often. There's all the ones that everyone wants, but the dealers are putting that on eBay are all sold out.
Yeah. That's true. Well, look, all right. So gloom and doom from the uncle. I got one more Hasbro Toy Shop comment. Reminds me of something, which is the long-running and very ill-advised Transformers 2007 movie line that the Preserve has been featuring and has a huge number of pieces from, in fact, all of them, except for Nightwatch Prime and Deep Desert Brawl, which I'm sure will come back to haunt me. The interesting thing is, as we see at the end of any series, the Real Gear and the Robot Heroes are impossible to find. I believe you've seen them a little bit. Certainly, they never came to this town. I doubt they ever will. And oddly enough, they just are not on eBay. And the few Robot Hero or the few Real Gears that are on eBay are going at a premium. So, yeah, it appears that these little bastards are somehow really rare and may in fact turn out to be collectible. I don't know. I'm kind of surprised.
And again, these are the Real Gear, right? And they're just repaints of the original wave, right? I don't think there's been any new molds.
I'm talking about any Real Gear from any of the waves. In particular, the Real Gear items from the last wave, which were the Twitcher, the Midnighter, and the Farsight, I think. The green game controller, the second watch, and like the blue binoculars. Those are just not on eBay anywhere in any capacity for any price. So,
wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, it's quite odd, and Hasbro's still selling them on their site. I mean, it could just be that there's no interest, but you look at the other Real Gears from, like, Waves 2 and 3 going at a premium, and, you know, you have to kind of step back. You know, I think about, say, Lee's Toy Review, who does the little market watch every month. I'd put a lot of dollar signs after the Real Gears now if I were speculating.
But again, Charlie, I think it's just a case of every time I go to the toy store, I see Real Gears from whatever wave it was a couple waves back now kind of clogging the shelves.
Yeah.
The way the retailers operate is they're not going to order any of the new stuff if they can't get rid of the old stuff.
Which is why I'm surprised.
But I think that's why you're seeing these latest waves of Real Gear so impossible to find, as you said they were. It's because, you know, the ones that they have on the shelves, you know, like Laserbeak and all that stuff, is just sitting there and not moving.
Sure,
they don't feel like they have to reorder it.
Yeah, no, that certainly makes sense. Coming from the perspective of my area out here, they're all sold out. So that's the difference out there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, oddly enough.
Wow.
They're all sold out except for one piece generally, which of course keeps Target from ordering more.
So why don't you buy that one piece and return it to a different Target?
Indeed. I've often thought, or just return it to the same Target. I mean, they will neither know nor care.
Hold on to it for a couple of days. And
just keep it in my trunk. I'll just uncle it from the Target. It'll be great.
Uncle it from the Target. Wow. Excellent.
Oh, in fact, this reminds me of a very important piece of information, Uncle, pertaining to Target and pertaining to my favorite thing of the Target coupon. The fact that I tried to buy, in fact, the Wave 9 G.I. Joe figures, and I tried to use a Target coupon and was told by the checker girl that they have all been instructed not to accept the Target coupon any longer. And I dug around on the internet a little bit, and there's some sites that deal with store coupons, and they have like a daily tally of all these good deals. And there's there's threads all over saying that, in fact, Target sent out memos to all their stores with, like, pictures of the coupon saying, like, do not under any circumstances accept. Apparently, some Target stores are a little confused and went overboard and, like, aren't accepting any coupons anymore, like manufacturer coupons or anything. They've totally gone around the bend with it. So it's, I think, because Target finally realized that the coupon was being used constantly because it was just too good a deal. But apparently what really did it is some people had doctored the coupon, and digital, they just removed, like, the picture of the toys and changed the wording because the computer would allow you to use it on anything, and they were just using it for any purchase. So, you know, that got back to Target Corporate, and that screwed it up for everybody.
That's too bad. But in terms of the coupon watch, the most recent Happy Meal promotion at McDonald's is Transformers Animated. So if you get yourself a Happy Meal, there's a coupon on the side of the Happy Meal bag, $5 off. any purchase of $19.99 or more, Transformers Animated. So if you're looking to pick up some of those, go get yourself a Happy Meal and get $5 off the price.
Now that is excellent news for everybody, Uncle. Fantastic. What a great tie-in. You get the Happy Meal Transformers toy, you get some fattening food, and then you get $5 off at Target. Spectacular.
It's great. It's like you're making money, Charlie.
What's that?
I got an idea. Why don't we take it to the intermission?
Hey, we're sharing a brainwave there, Uncle. Good call. All right, folks. We'll be right back. Sit tight. Well, everybody, thank you for listening to that intermission, because I know that it enriched you as a person as much as it enriched us. And we're back. Hey, Uncle.
Hey, Charlie.
All right, so look, something that's pretty exciting, and of course, we all love Lego. The Lego display that we saw at Toy Fair 2008 in New York City was just spectacular, seeing their booth and all their great products. And it's just, it's exciting all throughout the year now to go to a store and actually see these products trickling out on the shelves that the uncle and I got to have the wonderful sneak peek of and really see the demos firsthand and bring those pictures to all the preserve readers months in advance. And now to see that the products are hitting the stores and, you know, hopefully you can make informed purchases. One of the greatest things that the uncle and I both feel that Lego has done this year is their tie-in with the indie franchise, the Indiana Jones franchise, that has been so big just across the board with all retailers, everybody from Pop-Tarts to the biggest toy companies getting on board. And, you know, today, in fact, I picked up issue number 1 of 4 of Indiana Jones and the Tomb of the Gods, the new comic book by Dark Horse. Just read it, in fact, right before the Uncle Cast. It's good
now,
stuff.
How was that, Charlie?
It's very cool. I recommend it. It's, you know, it captures the classic feel of the Dark Horse comics that, in fact, have now been re-released in two omnibus books that you can go get for $24.95 a piece. Big, hefty, thick books, like 400 pages a piece. Well worth the money. I think it collects all the stories that came out that Dark Horse did. And this new Tomb of the Gods is just, it's sure. really a lot of fun.
Charlie, 400 pages for $25, that's a bargain. That's really a nice value with that set.
Yeah, I really think they are. I mean, again, you know, take everything with a grain of salt, but they're very dense. And both books together, I think, are going to keep you busy reading for a long time with a lot of great indie stories. So The Tomb of the Gods on the shelves right now, a lot of fun. First issue came out yesterday, delayed from Wednesday because of the holiday. So pick it up. You won't be sorry. But in other indie news, with Lego, I think they've done a spectacular job. You've seen on the Preserve, we have the four Lego sets that came out from the original trilogy of films. And, of course, they released another four Lego sets in identical price points from $9 up to $80 to celebrate the new film that came out. We've picked up everything but the Jungle Cutter, which is kind of too bad because the Jungle Cutter was pretty cool when the master builder himself demoed it to us at Toy Fair, if you remember, Uncle.
Oh, yeah, no, he showed us the spinning blades feature. That was really a cool set.
Yeah, yeah. So, but we did pick up the Temple of Akator, and it's pretty impressive. Just, of course, me being a packaging goon, I love the box that it's in. It's giant. The colors are bright and vibrant. It's a beautiful presentation. It has, you know, nearly like 1,000 pieces, I believe. It's going to be a spectacular piece. We hope to get some time to put that together and get some pictures.
Yeah, and of course, it is worth noting that Charlie, of course, did not build this thing, unfortunately.
No. I managed to build the motorcycle chase and the freaking Well of Souls, and that's about as far as we got in the indie Lego construction.
Well, as long as you bought them, Charlie. That's
yeah, well, thank goodness. Yeah, as long as they're sitting here underfoot. But the interesting thing, I feel, with the Lego sets, aside from these eight sets that are really spectacular and everybody ought to check out, are the two kind of off-the-beaten-path sets, and I just wanted to take a minute in the UncleCast to make sure everybody knows about these, one being the Brickmaster exclusive.
Brickmaster exclusive, yeah. That looks really cool. Again, that's like a jungle jeep, right, Charlie?
Yeah, yeah, it is, and it's really great because learning about this exclusive got me into the Brickmaster Club. It made me interested in the Brickmaster Club, and I signed up, and it's really a lot of fun. We're now covering all the Brickmaster sets on the Preserve, so every 2 months when a new set comes out, we'll feature it on the Preserve with all the data that it has and get some pictures of the set, along with a picture of the cover of the catalog that it came with the Lego catalog. So all that stuff's getting posted. It's very cool stuff, and the Indie Jeep just arrived last week. It was a feature on the front page, so some folks might have seen it. Very cool. If you sign up for the Brickmaster membership now, you will probably be sent that one as your first set because it's a two-month window. So join up. You get six sets a year. Really, which, given how pricey Legos can be, the membership of $39 is a pretty good deal for getting the six sets a year, plus some coupons for discounts on the website.
And there's a magazine as well, right, Charlie?
And you get a special collector's magazine, like a Collector's Club magazine, which is similar to their main magazine, but it has like extra exclusive content, so it's kind of fun, like little Brickmaster-only stuff.
Charlie, I just want to very briefly talk about some of the features on Lego's website. You can actually go to their website and download a computer program, which has basically almost every Lego brick they have in the history of man, and you can use this to make a 3D Lego model. Then you can send that to Lego itself, and it will give you a price estimate and send you all of the pieces that you want for the model that you custom built. I mean, it's stuff like that, you know, I just think back of what I would have done to have a feature like that when I was like 8, 9, or 10 years
oh,
old.
Oh, yeah.
With Lego.
Yeah.
And just, you know, you can just order any bricks that you want in any color. And what they even do is they have fan-made sets. They have votes where all of the people that, you know, frequently go to Lego and are
yeah.
formers and stuff vote on which sets are the coolest, and it's fan-designed sets that other fans can go buy and build. And it's just, you know, it's a business model where with direct consumer interaction that no one else has, that Lego is really, you know, grabbing the bull by the horns and running with it, and they're just doing a great job.
It really is a fantastic feature that they've added to their site. It's great, and yeah, would that we could have all used that when we were kids, and I hope kids today are really enjoying that, and I hope that's helping to keep Lego a really vibrant brand with kids, you know, and I think it is still selling great, you know, with kids and collectors alike, and so I'm sure there's plenty of collectors as well who use that to build their crazy contraptions, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, if you want to make a scale Neuschwanstein castle to your film minifigures, you're going to need that direct brick service because, you know,
that's
order
right.
thousands upon thousands of pieces.
That's right. Now,
Wait, Charlie, one additional Lego thing. Have you seen the Lego Death Star?
I have only seen it in pictures, yes, so not in person.
I'm talking about the minifigure one, not the model replica, the one that with actually all of the sequences from A New Hope.
Oh, I don't know. The new one that's like $400, that one?
Yeah, the one that's like $400 or $500.
Yeah.
What an amazing set. Oh, man.
It's
Uncle
gorgeous.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I want it so bad, but I just know I would build it and then it would somehow get destroyed and I'd lose part of the pieces. And
oh, you got to build it and like hang it from your ceiling.
Seriously, or like enshrine it in some kind of acrylic display case that will
never... I'll tell you what, you buy that and you buy the $500 Millennium Falcon and build both of those and hang them from the ceiling. That'll be great.
Seriously. What fun that'll be trying to hang that to the ceiling with fishing wire.
Yeah, just drop a grand at Lego.com. They'll send you the little gold brick keychain that you get for a purchase of $75 or more.
Wow, you know, it's like I'm getting free stuff, Charlie.
It's like you really earned that keychain, you know?
I did, man, for the bargain basement price of $1,000.
That's right. Now, I've got a little fun fact for you, Uncle, about that computer program that you just told everybody about. In fact, in college, many years ago, in an entrepreneurship class that I took, the final project of the class was to write a business model and to do the whole, you know, kit and caboodle business plan, do the financial breakdown, etc. And my business plan was actually to build an online Lego customization tool that you could then order the set that you built through the interface and whatnot. So basically, when Lego.com released this program, I was kind of blown away. Like, hey, well, there you go. Another thing that train has sailed, but I'm glad it actually exists because I thought it was a cool idea.
I mean, you know, you look at PayPal, and now you look at this Lego Brickmaster service. Parry playbook all the way.
Yeah, that's right. Now I'm just the old codger sitting at home, like, hey, I did it first, but not.
I could have been somebody.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So look, to finish up the Lego thoughts. The last thing that's pretty cool, and I know you haven't been able to find this at Toys R Us, there's a Toys R Us exclusive Peril in Peru, which features like the pontoon landing plane, it's the cargo plane.
Yeah.
And people are saying this cargo plane is like one of the best planes that Lego's just ever made for a set. And it just looks gorgeous. It seems like a great set. It's a Toys R Us exclusive. It's going for a huge markup on eBay right now, so they must be extremely rare, or at the very least, their rarity is being manufactured by the scalpers simply buying them all. But it is possible to find them on Toys R Us, on Lego.com if you're very wily and look around. We really, for the preserve, need to order one post-haste. We have not done so yet. But
oh, you haven't got one yet?
No, I probably missed my chance by now.
You better jump on that, because I went to a couple of Toys R Us. Charlie sent me a text message, for, of course, all of you that don't know, saying, hey, you know, Uncle Tim, I know you go to a couple of stores. Keep your eyes out for this thing. And I've been to, like, three or four TRUs in the past week, and I have not seen hide nor hair of this set.
Wow.
So, again, if you really like the Indiana Jones line, this is the thing to look out for, Peril in Peru.
Yeah, absolutely. Like any fan of Lego and or Indiana Jones, especially if you're a fan of both, seems like a great set for all concerned, anybody who's interested. Now, Uncle, so I've had my rant about Indiana Jones Lego. Since it's imminent and since it's likely we won't squeak out another Uncle Cast before the event actually hits, I figure we should turn our focus just here at the end to the San Diego Comic-Con, as we mentioned in the beginning, which is going to be upon us before we know it.
And again, when is the Comic-Con, Charlie?
Well, I believe it starts on the 23rd, which is a Wednesday, the 23rd being the special preview night, which anybody who purchased a four-day pass or is a member of the press, like we are fortunate enough to be, gets to go to this preview night. It's just a couple hours, I guess, on Wednesday, but you have the run of the dealer room, apparently, or dealer room, you know, the show floor, which is basically all of the exhibitors. And as I've spoken to somebody who has gone to these events before, they say that the smart money is trying to get all of your exclusives that night. Because even though it's crazy, it's less crazy than it will be later. So the plan, I think, is going to try to be to get exclusives. And, of course, for as well as we can, to get a bunch of pictures. And then to, you know, stay up all night with Red Bull and no-dos and get all that stuff posted Wednesday night for everybody at home to take a look at what Comic-Con has in store. So, oh, sorry, it goes Wednesday night until, I believe, Sunday. And, you know, Sunday is always kind of a lousy day for conventions, but it does go for those four full days plus the preview night.
But again, Charlie, if you can get as many of the exclusives as possible on that preview night, that really seems like the way to do it, because I have this strong feeling that even come Thursday, it's going to start to really fill up. And by Saturday, it will be complete mayhem.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about how New York Comic Con was. I mean, it has already, just as you said, compared to last year to this year, it seemed like a total madhouse. So imagine if that same theory applies to San Diego.
But again, not to diminish anything from New York Comic Con, I had a great time. I'm really glad we went. But it just seems to be that next, you know, to the nth power almost in San Diego.
Yes, yeah, it is definitely some sort of a logarithmic expansion up to up to San Diego, most certainly. So I think, interestingly, and I don't have a list in front of me, so we'll do our best to kind of remember, there are a lot of show exclusives, and people have probably seen these around, but the information is kind of spotty, and only recently did the Comic-Con website actually post the toy exclusives themselves. But for anybody who's listening to the UncleCast, who's interested in the exclusives, just kind of a rundown of the stuff we're looking forward to getting, and we'll then bring you pictures of, starting with Mattel. So I know, Uncle, I think the thing that's really hot on our minds, I know Dan wants to get a hold of it, is, of course, King Grayskull. I mean, that's
absolutely
just very exciting.
And he, of course, I believe he comes blind box, and there's this stone variant. So there's the regular paint scheme and the stone variant, which is the rarer of the two. We saw pictures of it at the New York Comic Con, and he looks amazing. He's basically the kickoff, the inaugural figure of the new Mattel collectors-focused Masters of the Universe line. And so I know, Charlie, you're very excited to get him. I'm very excited to get him. Dan, who's a huge He-Man fan, is also excited to get him. So that one is on the top, very close to the top of my list of wants.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I even heard an absurd story this week to the effect that, of course, the packaging that he comes in actually turns into a display like Castle Grayskull base that you can then display him in front of. And additionally, I heard a rumor that display, Castle Grayskull base, will have lights and sounds. This might be false, but that's
serious.
What I heard. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man. Awesome. I'm very excited, Charlie.
Yeah. But can you believe, like you said, you know, a blind box variant of a show exclusive? That's rough.
Yeah. No, but it sounds awesome, and I hope you get him.
Yeah. So King Grayskull, we're looking forward to. Lobo, I think, is going to be a great figure.
He's the DC superheroes, of course, and I'm a pretty big Lobo comic book fan. He's started off as a parody of Wolverine. I don't know if you know this, but just evolved into his own right, and he's just really a very humorous character where he really plays the, you know, angry, badass anti-hero just to the next level.
Right.
And he's really awesome, and he kills a lot of people, and he has a hook on a chain for a weapon and a space motorcycle. And I believe he comes with his bulldog sidekick as well as some ridiculous gun. And the sculpt on Lobo is awesome.
Yes. You are absolutely right.
All of the DC fans that love Lobo, this is really going to be the hot item. I would not be surprised if you see Lobo fetching between $80 and $100 on eBay after the con.
Oh, easily. So let's see. Were there any other Mattel exclusives that you can think of off the top of your head that you're really gunning for?
Again, the two main ones are Grayskull and Lobo that really stuck out in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. This seems like a great time for me to get another beer, Uncle. Hold on.
Perfect. What the fuck is this?
Ah, and we're back. Yes, the beer of the week, Uncle Cast listeners, is the Landshark Lager from Margaritaville Brewing Company in Jacksonville, Florida, a fine summer beer that comes highly recommended by the Preserve.
Wonderful. Mm. Charlie, you know where that banner was?
You can't find it, huh?
Definitely do not see a banner.
Hold on. All right.
the programming schedule.
Hold on. We'll sort it out. All right, let's see. Yeah, I mean, their website leaves a lot to be desired, which is why the Chase wanted to make a website of our own that basically was the fans' website for Comic-Con, where it actually collects the information properly. Got it?
All right, yeah, I got it.
All right, you ready to continue with Hasbro or something? Uncle?
You're going to have to get me this.
Okay, well, we're continuing on, Uncle, so tell me what do you see on that list that's piquing your fancy.
Okay, from Toynami, the Soul of Chogokin GX06G1 Limited Metallic Version Getter 1. This thing looks awesome.
That's nice.
There's only a production run of 500,
nice.
And I know that our friends over at Collection DX are going to be chomping at the bit to get a hold of this one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it looks really cool, so, yeah, wow, this is going to be an expensive Comic-Con for the uncle who's going to have to send Charlie, I don't know, a lot of money or a wire transfer or something.
Or maybe find that damn Peril in Peru set.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just mail order that to you. Oh, look what we have exclusive at Entertainment Earth. EE exclusive Big Lebowski the Dude, unemployed 8-inch action figure.
Oh, I should get you that one for sure, Uncle.
I certainly am. Don't miss the Dude, unemployed. You'll flip for this Comic-Con exclusive action figure of the Dude from the Big Lebowski, dressed in his bathrobe and slippers, and 8 inches tall and comes with loads of hilarious accessories, sunglasses, robe, white Russian milk carton, ID card, and genuine cloth rug. It really tied the room together, Charlie.
They got the mixed media Dude. Very nice.
Wow, that's very cool. What else do I see here? Harry Potter. Yeah, you can forget that. Oh, that's pretty cool. Graffiti Designs. DC Direct, 10th anniversary Batman action figure, and the 10th anniversary Joker action figure. Joker comes in a straitjacket. I don't think he can remove his hands, but that's okay. And now let's come to Hasbro, Charlie.
We want to talk about it.
G.I. Joe Combat Heroes, Snake Eyes and his Wolf Timber.
That's,
are you familiar with the Combat Heroes, Charlie?
I am very excited for the Combat Heroes, definitely. And, of course, I also have some pictures of the forthcoming Combat Heroes that I should have put on the preserve, but they're available elsewhere on the internet, of a Zartan Combat Hero and, I believe, a Bazooka Combat Hero that looks so cool. I mean, it's just great. Like, I'm really excited about this line because I'm such a fanboy for the Robot Heroes stuff.
And really, the Superhero Squad, which is the same design aesthetic, the Adventure, I believe, Adventure Heroes is the Indiana Jones one.
Yep,
I love the cartoony representation of the iconic characters.
I mean, as anybody who's listened to us before has heard, we can't stop saying enough good things about this kind of format of figure that Hasbro has launched, and the fact that they're doing this treatment to all their lines, I think, is great, because they're really cool, they're fun. And, G.I. Joe had it coming, and it's good to see. So, yeah, that one is high on my list. Definitely high on the list.
Let's see what we have. G.I. Joe Cobra Commander figure. This is the guy, of course, in the suit. He comes in black suit and blue suit flavors. And it looks like a microphone with a podium and a Cobra banner. So that looks pretty cool.
Absolutely.
What do you think of that, Charlie?
Yeah, that is also on the top of the list.
And, of course, another thing, the Indiana Jones Mighty Mugs Fertility Idol.
That is definitely up there as well, because I do plan, and I have not seen them in stores yet. I bet you have, but the first wave of Mighty Mugs is out, and they have not made it here yet. And
you're talking Indiana Jones Mighty Mugs.
Yes, that is correct. Yep, and I have been excited since Toy Fair to get a hold of the Mola Ram Mighty Mug with the vinyl flaming heart, because I think that's awesome.
Oh, no, yeah, that Mola Ram I need as well. And again, they have Star Wars Mighty Mugs, and the Lando Calrissian is really epic. I don't know if you've seen it before.
In fact, I have it.
There you go. We think alike. Great minds think alike.
That's right. I mean, I am not buying that whole line, but I have selectively bought a few of the awesome ones.
Of course, Charlie, this is something I think you'll be really interested in. My Little Pony 2008 Collector's Exclusive Pony.
I'm actually thinking about getting that.
All joking aside, though, I think that could be something that could fetch a lot of money.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know.
Those My Little Pony fans will do. But
from a less slippery slope sort of aspect, I think Helen might like it, and so I thought that would be a nice thing too.
And of course, the one I'm really pulling for, Transformers Nemesis Prime.
There we go.
Repaint of the phenomenal Classics Optimus Prime, who now is in black and teal. And he just looks amazingly awesome.
Really does.
They don't have price information on them, but I don't care. please get me one, Charlie. I will be sure to repay you in kind.
Yes, and since I'm footing the bill, that's the spirit.
it's wonderful. I'm packing up Charlie.
It's like the end of Beverly Hills Cop, where he buys Taggart and Rosewood the robes from the hotel. He says, yeah, money is no object. Put them on my tab that the Beverly Hills Police Department's paying for. So it's perfect.
And again, one more Transformers item, which I think you'll be interested in. I could take it or leave it. Is the Transformers Titanium Series Skywarp?
You are correct. That is very interesting to me.
This, of course, is based on the mold of the Titanium Series War Within. I think they did Sunstorm, Starscream, and Thundercracker. Is
That's
that
true.
Right?
So now we'll have all the Three Seekers plus.
You'll have the Three Seekers plus what's it called? Super Saiyan Fanboy Mary Sue, Sunstorm.
Exactly. So that I think is those are the Hasbro exclusives we're interested in, right?
Yeah, no, those are all very exciting. And of course, Mattel, DC Universe Classics Lobo.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Justice League Unlimited con exclusive. I don't know if you've been collecting the line, but it's Giganta.
Yes, I meant to mention that. Good call.
And she's in the larger 8-inch scale, so she's actually in scale.
I believe she comes in, I think both figures are included in the set. There's a super large one and then like a regular set.
Oh, you're absolutely right. There's a 4-inch one along with an 8-inch one. That's pretty cool to have Giganta. I like her a lot. I don't even know who Giganta is. I just know that she reminds me of the Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
Right, that's kind of the boat I'm in, too. And it's cool, and once I get there and I'm in line, you better believe I'll buy it, so...
Yeah.
So now, I know you're reading through the list. Have you come to NECA yet? You must be close to NECA.
NBC Universal. NECA, here we go. Oh, that's cool. Alien vs. Predator Requiem, half-stealth Predator 7-inch action figure.
In fact, there's a clear alien, I believe. And just today, we received a press release from NECA of the clear alien in packaging that will be available at the show. So we need to post that press release tonight, and everybody can take a look at that.
That's very cool. Oh, and look what else NECA has. It looks like an exclusive edition Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles black and white box set. Now, is this the one that you had, or did you have the gray one?
You know, that is correct. That is the set from New York Comic Con, but in black and white instead of in color.
Oh, you have the colored version.
Yep, signed by Laird.
Wow, that's cool. And they now have a black and white. And also a Mauser 3-pack.
I really like the Mauser 3-pack.
That looks very cool. I think you're going to have to get it.
Do they show the manhole in that picture that you're looking at? The manhole cover?
No.
They come with a manhole cover base that they can all stand on, and the manhole cover says, like, San Diego on it. Like, it's like a San Diego manhole cover. It's very nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And just one thing from Shocker that looks really cool that we didn't mention is the Max.
Thank you, yes.
Which is a really trippy comic book. It originally was released by Image Comics, and also an even crazier cartoon that I used to watch all the time on MTV.
Absolutely. I myself as well. I've had a long and fun history with the Max, and I was delighted that they're releasing this as a figure at all. But, you know, it's an exclusive, so we'll try to get a hold of it, and that is cool. More hats off to Shocker for having a really surprisingly cool number of excellent licenses. Oh, and just before I forget, I don't know if on the NECA page you overlooked, I'm really excited about the bronze Conan figure.
I actually did. The only reason I overlooked that is because I need the one in color.
I know. The one in color I actually think looks better, but since this will be the first opportunity to get one, I probably will.
You're gonna spring for the bronze as well to go along with
Conan? But I mean, yeah, the color ones, like the actual flesh tone ones, look amazing. I think it loses something in the bronze, but, you know, I still can't resist a Conan figure that looks pretty cool.
Oh, no, I mean, and that Conan figure it's great. That's during when he raids the underground temple.
Yes.
I love Conan the Barbarian, by the way. I love that movie.
So I think we're up to, what, about $500, $600 now, Uncle?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say more like $200-$300 somewhere along those lines.
I think so. Okay, that's reasonable. Fantastic.
But you know, that's about it. At least as far as I'm concerned, in terms of of the exclusives I want. So I'm really looking at that Solar Chogokin, the Nemesis Prime, the Gray Skull, and the Lobo. Really.
Yeah, very reasonable.
And of course, the My Little Pony, because...
Yeah, well, and I'm looking at everything else we just discussed, so yeah,
right.
Not reasonable.
You're looking at every single, what is it? Everything ever.
Yeah, well, no. Fortunately, there are a lot of show exclusives I'm not interested in, but...
Wait a minute. I may have overlooked something.
Ah,
NBC Universal. Battlestar Galactica Frackin' Cylon Toaster. Toaster that brands your toast with everyone's least favorite toaster. A Cylon.
There's a toast brander. That's new. I hadn't seen that one.
Wow. You can get an actual you can get a Battlestar Galactica toaster.
That is awesome, Uncle. Good find on that one. And I'll tell you, while I'm thinking of it, but that toaster, I don't know. I'm going to be tempted. Is there a price on that?
$75.
Whoa, okay, everybody, $75 for your toaster. Start saving your pennies.
Right, exactly. Take a loan out now.
The other interesting thing, which I don't even know if it's on that list, because up till a few days ago, the list was woefully incomplete. It sounds like they've done a better job of completing it. Underground Toys, I believe it is, who have done a great job of importing and being the local stateside reseller of the Doctor Who figures that are from the new 9th and 10th Doctor Who shows that have been on over in Britain by Russell T. Davies, has a show exclusive with, I believe, the 4th and the 10th Doctor 2-pack, and also an exclusive deco of the 9th Doctor, played by Christopher Eccleston, which also looks pretty cool. So they'll be showing up with some show exclusives, and I'm going to be hard-pressed to say no to those.
Everyone knows your love of Doctor Who is very well documented. Wow,
this is
I just said that was a bad sentence. But anyway, yes, Doctor Who, 9th Doctor in green shirt. Wait. Exclusive variant of the 9th Doctor available only at the San Diego Comic-Con. I don't see any information about a 4th Doctor, Charlie, so you might want to double-check that.
Well, I might be wrong. It wasn't 4th, I'm sorry, because 4th was Tom Baker, but it's perhaps the 5th. Is there a 2-pack listed on that?
No. Wait a minute. Let me check this out. 5th. It's the 5th and 10th Doctors appear in a twin set for the first time at the San Diego Comic-Con.
There we go.
I don't even know who the 5th Doctor is, by the way.
Yeah, he was one of the lesser known. I mean, other than Tom Baker, nobody really, unless you're a real Doctor Who fan, nobody keeps up with it.
Yeah.
But that's cool clothes.
I got to say, the likeness in that Eccleston figure is pretty awesome.
Yeah, they did a really
good job. Underground Toys. Good likeness.
Yeah, absolutely. They have quite a large line that you probably haven't looked into much. And it's kind of obscure, and we just haven't really documented it at the Preserve, but it's a huge number of figures they've done from this ongoing TV show. And it's nice.
Oh, they're the ones that did they got the newest license to Doctor Who. I've seen their stuff on the internet and in magazines before.
Yep, absolutely. And those are the guys, Underground Toys. And we've actually made sure to visit them at least at Toy Fair, I believe. Can't recall if we saw them at New York Comic Con. I don't know if they had much of a presence there. They had a little bit of a presence. But yeah, it'll be good to see them again, and looking forward definitely to those exclusives. So yeah, Uncle, I think that's probably the end of the list.
I think so, too. I mean, of course, all this stuff on here looks so cool. I'm sure when you're actually at the con, you'll see more stuff that maybe I didn't mention, and you know, you'll just have to buy
it.
You'll be compelled to get.
And let me just sink the financial boat right here by pointing out, it's a comic convention. That means exclusive comics.
And not only exclusive comics, that means the biggest dealer room, I would say maybe in the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's going to be tables as far as the eye can see, where you could just get lost in the amount of stuff being sold.
Yeah, they're just totally overwhelming. Now, because we all know that's overwhelming, if we look into the abyss, it will look back. Let's just discuss there's a bunch of events. There's going to be the Hasbro panel, the Mattel panel. You know, these are things we definitely need to attend to get the scoop on all the announcements, because you know they're saving up some great announcements for what's coming next.
The scuttlebutt is that anyone who can should attend the Hasbro panel, because there's been rumors that they're going to show some early footage of the G.I. Joe movie coming out next summer. I strongly encourage you, if you can, you know, try to make it to that panel, because that'd be pretty cool to see some test footage of a movie which I'm sure is going to end up being terrible.
Yeah, well, there was also a rumor that they were going to show Transformers 2 footage, but that has since been canceled.
Wow. I guess Michael Bay was busy counting his money or something.
Yeah, he's busy rolling around in it, you know, and playing AC/DC songs in the background. But the other, I think, panels, a fun panel, and in fact we featured it on the Preserve yesterday, so anybody who's been reading probably saw it, the IDW panel, and the IDW group in general, seems like they're going to have a whole bunch of cool stuff that they're bringing with them. Basically, artists and writers, including Joe Hill, Stephen King's kid, is going to be there, who's doing the Lock and Key comic that has been really enjoyable recently. We've been keeping up with that. He's going to be there signing copies of Lock and Key. Of course, their entire Transformers staff is going to be there because IDW has the Transformers license and has been cranking out books fairly steadily. And Uncle, I got to say, and everybody at home, the new Wheelie book is really good, amazingly enough.
Surely you jest, Charlie.
No, the new Wheelie book is pretty awesome. And the guy who wrote the Wheelie book is going to be there, so I might as well go try to talk to him. So
yeah.
There's going to be the IDW panel where they talk about Transformers, et cetera, and the idea on this, as I posted in the press release, is there will be a sneak preview of their upcoming G.I. Joe comic line because they have now received the license from Hasbro to do G.I. Joe comics ongoing with Larry Hama as the writer. So it's all very exciting.
That's very exciting. And again, I believe that was Devil's Due that lost the license.
That
and
is
now
true.
IDW. And that makes more sense from Hasbro's perspective because now it's just one
yeah. They wanted to consolidate under one company, but it's too bad because Devil's Due seems like nice guys, and it's nice that Devil's Due has an ongoing series that just started, in fact, yesterday. Omega Team, I believe, Spooks. Let me check my notes here. I think that's right, which is written by Larry Hama. So, in fact, he must have liked working for them. He's staying and doing a project with Devil's Due as well as doing the IDW project. So anybody who's a Larry Hama fan can check out that new line over at Devil's Due.
Wow, and of course, you know, all of us at the Preserve are big fans of Larry Hama. He's an awesome comic book writer.
That's right, Uncle. Now, look, I'm going to wrap this up, but I have one more interesting thing. I just received a press release yesterday from the folks who are the handlers, the managers of the MST3K folks. You know them, you love them. We all sure do. Mystery Science Theater 3000. Everybody, there's like a reunion. It's like Monster Mania for Misty. Like, everyone from Misty is apparently going to be at the show and is going to do a panel, I believe, Friday night. And that is
wow.
That is something to see. Like, we're going to have Joel and Mike on the same stage. Maybe there'll be a fight, which is totally unsubstantiated. I just harbor this feeling that they are at creative odds with each other because they're both releasing similar products on the internet. But they claim they're still friendly.
Charlie, just a word to the wise. If you would like to actually attend that panel, I would say play it safe and go to the, you know, I would say the panels in that same room 5 hours prior and just write it out. Because otherwise, I mean, I can only imagine the chaos in Bedlam. I mean, San Diego Comic-Con, I mean, these people are the apostles, you know, and rightly so. I mean, you know, the reaction that they're going to get, it's going to be like the Beatles. So that can be a challenge to...
I thought it was hard getting into the Venture Brothers panel in New York. That was nothing compared to this.
Yeah, no, I can just tell it's going to be like, it's going to be mayhem. So
now,
I would love Godspeed, and I hope you actually, you know, get to watch this panel, because it'll probably be hilarious.
Well, now I'll tell you, Uncle, additionally of interest, in this press release email that I received was also contact information saying if I would like to schedule interviews to write them. So, you know, we have to decide if I've got the chutzpah for that, but it would be pretty cool.
Yeah, let me think about that. You have the chutzpah, send the email after we finish this right now.
All right, excellent. We'll see what happens. So, well, look, Uncle, I figure we better wrap it up. Everybody's probably heard enough out of us for the week, but excellent job and good to talk to you again, and we'll try to do it sooner next time.
Yeah, well, we certainly will because we're going to be doing a wrap-up, a Comic-Con wrap-up. That'll be an important one, Charlie.
You better believe it. There's going to be a bushel and a half of freaking information that's got to hit the airwaves from that thing, I can tell you.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you for tuning in to this, I believe, our historic 20th UncleCast. I'll have to double-check, but
we've done 20 of these?
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Uncle. Congratulations. That's number 20 and counting.
Congratulations. That's one in the bank.
That's right. That's one in the bag. All right, everybody. Well, Uncle, you have a good one, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
problem. You're drinking Coors Light in the bottles. It's supposed to come in the nice silver bullet cans. All right, you ready? I think you ought to just knock the neck of the bottle off on the desk. Oh, he's long gone, folks. That's it. The uncle has left the building. He and his unopenable bottle of Coors Light have finally given up the good fight. Gone upstairs to watch Driving Miss Daisy with the folks. That's, he's gone.
All right, I'm back.
He's a driving Miss Daisy. Oh, there he is.
I'm back.
So, hey, you want to lead us in there, Uncle?
Wait a minute. What day? This is a weekday?
Oh, man. So have you started going to the grocery store in your slippers and robe yet for your coffee cream?
I got to do that. Write a check for like 70 cents for the ingredients of my White Russian.
Is this a weekday? I love it.
What day?
It is, in fact. It was.
It is. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Yeah.
All right. When do you want me to start?
Oh, at your leisure, my friend. At your leisure.
Fuck. There we go. All right. I got my beer. I'm ready.
Oh, thank God. We're saved. All right.